Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Natural Marketer Podcast. I am your host and digital marketing specialist, Victoria Smith. As the owner of V. Smith Media in Oakland, Tennessee, it's my goal to make the landscape of digital marketing easier, affordable, and manageable for small business owners and managers alike. I do this by offering key tools for local search and social media marketing. Join me as I explore areas of importance for any small business that will grow their business, drive sales, and expand their brands. On this episode, I'm exploring the idea of launching a small business podcast to expand your brand. So get situated, grab a bite to eat, and a cup of your favorite daytime beverage. Hey everyone, podcasts for small businesses, a game changer or too much work? Let's explore the possibilities. Podcasts are emerging as a force, shaping how we buy. Their intimacy and long-form format foster a connection between listeners and hosts. This parasocial bond builds trust, making recommendations from podcast personalities highly influential. Marketers are tapping into this by sponsoring shows or placing native ads. Listeners engaged and receptive are more likely to consider advertised products. The podcasting industry continues to experience significant growth. With more people listening, there's more content being produced. Even with the shaky economic outlook in 2023, podcasting remained a bright spot with new shows and formats emerging new content. There were an estimated 464.7 million podcast listeners globally in 2023, with that number projected to grow to 504.9 million in 2024, according to the Thrive Internet Marketing Agency. Podcast listening is becoming an increasingly essential part of people's routines. Furthermore, podcasts delve into specific niches, allowing them to target consumers with laser precision. They can educate listeners on complex topics, subtly swaying purchasing decisions. This targeted approach, coupled with the power of persuasion, is why podcasters are becoming a key tool in the influencer consumer behavior. So if you want to be a part of this growing channel, listen up, take notes, because I'm about to jump into criteria that will make you want to move now to help grow your small business or brand. So what are the podcast perks and why should you start one? Podcasts hold immense power to transform your business into an industry authority, boosting brand recognition and trust. Let me tell you just how. Number one, it is a thought leadership platform. Podcasts allow you to delve deeper into your field, showcasing your expertise by consistently delivering valuable insights, analysis, and industry news. You position yourself as a thought leader. Listeners perceive you as a trusted source of information, turning to you for guidance and solutions. Podcasts foster a unique intimacy. Unlike text-based content, listeners hear your voice, passion, and personality. This creates a sense of connection, making you feel like they know you. This personal connection builds a trust, a critical part in today's consumer landscape. That's why it's building relationships. Featuring industry experts, influencers, successful clients, and your podcast validates your knowledge and strengthens your credibility. Listeners gain access to diverse perspectives while solidifying your position within the industry. Podcasts allow you to tailor content to your specific audience's needs and interests by addressing their pain points and offering solutions. You establish yourself as someone who understands their challenges. This targeted approach fosters trust and positions you as a go-to resource within the niche. Podcasts promote brand awareness. By actively promoting your podcast and engaging your listeners on social media, you expand your reach and attract new potential customers. Regularly appearing on other podcasts in your industry further broadens your visibility. Overall, podcasts create a powerful platform to showcase your expertise, build trust, and establish yourself as an industry leader. Listeners come to rely on your insights, ultimately leading to increased brand recognition and loyal customer bases. Podcasts offer a unique gateway to forge genuine connections while your audience fosters stronger customer relationships. Unlike traditional advertising, podcasts create an intimate space where you can directly engage with potential customers. Let's explore how podcasts nurture these connections. It's all about the power of voice. Unlike text-based communications, podcasts leverage the power of voice. The tone, the inflection, and even the humor you inject into your podcast allows listeners to connect with you on a personal level. They feel like you're having a conversation with a friend or mentor rather than being bombarded by faceless corporation. It builds community. Podcasts can act as a virtual hub where you and your listeners can come together. By encouraging interaction through calls to action, Q&A segments, and social media discussions, you foster a sense of belonging. This two-way communication strengthens customer relationships and creates a loyal following. It allows you to share stories. Podcasts are ideal for storytelling. Share your company's origin story and struggles you've overcome and the values that drive you. Vulnerability and authenticity resonate with listeners, making them feel invested in your brand's journey. Humanize your brand. Behind every successful business are passionate people. Podcasts allow you to showcase your team members, their expertise, and their personalities. Listeners connect with the human element behind the brand, fostering trust and a sense of reliability. It also addresses challenges. Podcasts provide a platform to delve into the problems your target audience faces. By offering practical advice and solutions, you position yourself as a helpful resource, not just a community trying to sell something. This builds trust and strengthens customer relationships. By leveraging the intimacy of podcasts, you can transform listeners into loyal customers. A personal connection you forge fosters trust, encourage engagement, and ultimately leads to a stronger and more supportive customer base. In today's saturated media landscape, podcasts offer a powerful niche marketing tool. And by focusing on specific topics and tailoring content to a well-defined audience, you can achieve laser-focused marketing with maximized impact. And here's how podcasts excel in attracting the perfect listeners. It speaks their language. Forget generic marketing messages. Podcasts allow you to delve deeper into topics relevant to a specific niche. You can address their unique challenges, use industry jargon, and discuss the nuances that resonate deeply with your target audience. This tailored content makes them feel truly understood, fostering a sense of community and loyalty. It puts your expertise on display. Niche podcasts allow you to showcase your in-depth knowledge within a particular field. By consistently delivering valuable insights and discussions, you establish yourself as an authority figure. Listeners tune to you for guidance and solution, maximizing the impact of your marketing message. It shows your community that you're passionate. Niche topics attract passionate listeners. They actively seek out content that caters to their specific interests, making them highly engaged. This enthusiastic audience is more receptive to making your efforts as they're already primed to learn about products and services relevant to their niche. It builds trust through focus. By focusing on a specific niche, you avoid the spray and pray approach of traditional marketing. This focused content focuses trust with your audiences, and they see you are a specialist, not a generalist. The targeted trust translates into higher conversion rates when you present relevant products and services. It builds a targeted conversation. Niche podcasts allow for a more conversational approach. You can directly address your audience's concerns, answer their questions, and showcase how your offerings solve their specific problems. This two-way communication fosters trust and a sense of connection, making marketing efforts feel genuine and helpful, not intrusive. By leveraging niche topics and tailoring content, podcasts attract a highly engaged audience who are generally interested in what you have to offer. This targeted approach allows you to maximize your marketing impact and convert listeners into loyal customers. In today's marketing landscape, where budgets are tight, podcasts emerge as a champion of affordability. Compared to traditional marketing channels, podcasts offer a powerful way to reach your target audience without breaking the bank. Here's how that happens. There's a low barrier to entry. Unlike traditional media like television or radio, Podcasting doesn't require significant upfront investment. Basic recording equipment and editing software can be surprisingly affordable or even free. Hosting platforms offer flexible pricing plans, allowing you to scale your spending as your audience grows. It allows you to repurpose content. You can leverage podcast content for other marketing channels. Repurpose interview snippets for social media posts, transcribe episodes for blog content, and create engaging video trailers. This maximizes the value you extract from your podcast, reducing the need for additional content creation costs. About targeted marketing. Podcast advertising can be highly targeted compared to traditional media. Many platforms offer you to place ads on shows relevant to your niche, ensuring you reach pre-qualified audiences. This eliminates wasted spending on demographics that aren't interested in your offerings. It builds relationships. Podcasts foster organic brand growth by providing valuable content and engaging with listeners. You build trust and credibility. This organic growth complements and potentially reduces the need for expensive paid advertising campaigns. And most importantly, it has measurable results. Podcast analytic tools provide valuable insights to your listener demographics, engagement levels, and even website traffic generated from podcast. This data allows you to optimize your content and measure the return on investment, ensuring your budget is spent effectively. With traditional marketing, can certainly deliver results. The upfront cost and broader audience reach can be wasteful for small businesses with limited budget. Podcasts offer a cost-effective alternative, allowing you to target your ideal customer, build relationship, and achieve marketing goals without breaking the bank. Podcasts offer businesses a unique platform to not only tell their story, but also showcase their expertise and forge a deeper connection with listeners. This trifecta unlocks powerful marketing potential, fostering brand and trust. Here's a quick break and a word from my sponsors.
Is it time to upgrade your digital footprint? Does your brand feel stale? Then it's time to call V. Smith Media in Oakland, Tennessee to review your brand strategy. It's time to discuss your digital marketing blueprint with a seasoned professional with a proven track record. Let V. Smith Media analyze, prioritize, and optimize your digital footprint with a customized blueprint that includes 25 hours of research, an outline of suggested SMART goals, customer personas, content mapping, conversion paths, digital marketing tactics, and reporting to show proof of performance. This investment will allow us to jumpstart the framework of success for your brand. Visit vsmithmedia.com/digital-marketing-blueprint to get more details and book a discovery call to get started today.
By harnessing the power of storytelling, showcasing expertise, and fostering connection through voice and community, podcasts create a powerful platform for businesses to build strong relationships with their audience. This translates to increased brand loyalty and ultimately a thriving customer base. The power of storytelling allows podcasts to excel at a narrative. Businesses can weave their origin story, company values, and challenges they overcome into compelling narratives. Sharing vulnerabilities and triumphs allows listeners to connect with the human element behind the brand, fostering a sense of reliability and emotional investments. Forget scattershot marketing. Podcasts empower you to niche down, attracting a higher engaged audience hungry for specific expertise. Imagine this. Instead of shouting out into a crowded marketplace, you're leading a conversation in a room with interested listeners. Podcast topics can be laser-focused, tackling the intricacies of a particular industry and the nuances of your unique offerings. This niche focus attracts passionate listeners. They actively seek content relevant to their interests, making them highly receptive to your message. Whether you're a financial advisor discussing cryptocurrency or a bakery owner delving into sourdough techniques, your niche podcast positions you as an authority figure, fostering trust, brand loyalty within your targeted audience. By speaking directly to a specific group, you can tailor your content to their needs and challenges. This targeted approach resonates deeply, making your podcast a magnet for the perfect customer. Those most likely can convert into loyal fans and brand advocates. In today's competitive landscape, establishing your business as a thought leader is crucial for building trust and attracting more customers. Podcasts offer a powerful tool to achieve this by allowing you to showcase your expertise, fostering in-depth conversations, and fostering connection with potential customers. Here's how podcasts cultivate thought leadership. Unlike traditional advertising, podcasts allow for deep dives into industry topics. Businesses can discuss complex issues, analyze trends, and offer practical solutions. By consistently delivering valuable insights, they position themselves as authorities in their field, while listeners turn to the podcast for guidance and solution, solidifying the business's image as a trusted resource. This puts your platform for expertise on display. Podcasts facilitate insightful discussions. Businesses can feature industry experts, influencers, or even satisfied customers on their shows. These conversations delve into the real-world challenges and offer diverse perspectives, showcasing their business's understanding of the industry landscape. This breadth of knowledge further cements their position as thought leaders, curating conversations. Podcasts leverage the power of voice. The host's tone, passion, and even humor create a sense of connection, unlike text-based content. Listeners feel like they're having a conversation with a friend or even mentor, rather than being bombarded with a sales pitch. This intimacy fosters trust and a sense of familiarity, making listeners more receptive to the business's message. This builds intimacy of voice. Podcasts facilitate a two-way street. Businesses can encourage listener interaction through calls to action, Q&A segments, or even social media discussion. This fosters a sense of community and belonging. Listeners feel heard and valued, strengthening a connection with your brand, which is building your community. The long-term nature of podcasts is key to establishing thought leadership. By consistently delivering high-quality content and valuable insights, businesses build trust with listeners. This ongoing engagement allows them to build a loyal following who perceive them as a reliable source of information and expertise, which is building trust through consistency. Podcasts are not a one-time marketing tactic. They are a platform for ongoing thought leadership development. By consistently offering valuable content and fostering insight conversations, businesses can build trust, establish credibility, and ultimately attract customers seeking a company with a deep understanding of their needs. In the age of impersonal marketing blasts and faceless corporations, podcasts offer a breath of fresh air, a space for genuine two-way communication between businesses and customers. This direct line of communication allows you to address concerns, answer questions, and build stronger relationships with your audience. Here's how podcasts become a platform for open dialogue. Offering Q&A segments allows podcasts to dictate segments specifically for answering listener questions. This allows you to address real-world concerns and challenges faced by your audience. By providing clear and helpful answers, you showcase your expertise and build trust with potential customers who see you proactively addressing their needs. It builds your social media integration. Leveraging social media alongside your podcast fosters a continuous conversation, encouraging listeners to submit questions and comments on platforms like Twitter and Instagram. This allows you to address specific concerns in real time and dedicate future episodes to tackling common themes arising from social interactions. It creates interactive calls to action. Podcasts aren't passive listening experiences. Encourage listeners to engage through calls to action. This could involve asking them to vote on a future episode topic, participate in polls, or share their experiences related to the discussed themes. This two-way interaction allows you to gather valuable customer insights and tailor your content to their evolving needs. It offers you a place to have guest appearances. Inviting customers or industry experts onto your podcast fosters a dynamic exchange of ideas. Customer guests can share their expertise with your product or service, allowing you to address any pain points and showcase how you're helped others. Industry experts, meanwhile, can spark discussions about broader trends and challenges, creating a space where you can collaborate, address audiences' concerns. Podcasts create transparency and openness. I can't talk today. Podcasts allow for a more human touch and communication. By addressing customer concerns directly, acknowledging difficulties, and openly discussing challenges faced by your business, you foster trust and transparency. This vulnerability resonates with listeners and positions you as a company that values open communication. By fostering two-way communication through dedicated segments, social media interaction, interactive calls to action, guest appearances, and commitment to transparency, podcasts create a valuable platform for business to connect with their audience on a deeper level. This open dialogue allows you to address concerns directly, build trust, and ultimately cultivate stronger customer relationships. Now that you have an understanding of the value and power of podcasts, let's talk about launching your podcast like a pro. When I started my first podcast in 2017, I thought I had a niche that would draw so many listeners, but I soon realized I was entering into an uncharted territory and needed a better understanding of the world of podcasting. That podcast lasted 2 years and covered 36 episodes. After a long break and a refocus on my business and a brand I wanted to tap into, the marketplace again. But it had to be surrounding marketing, because that's my vision, my passion for small businesses. So that long break led to this guide for future podcasters. The world of podcasts is briming with content, and for your voice to stand out, you need a clear niche and core message that resonates deeply into your target audience. This isn't just about choosing a topic. It's about carving out a unique space within that topic where you can truly connect with listeners. Here's how you can navigate this crucial step. Step one, unleash your inner detective. Uncover your niche. Passion and expertise are just the starting point. Start by looking inward. What are you passionate about? What knowledge and expertise can you uniquely share? And the intersection of these two parts is a fertile ground for your niche podcast. Do market research. Don't operate in a vacuum. Research existing podcasts in your chosen field. Identify gaps, subgenres, or unexplored aspects. Can you offer a fresh perspective on a specific focus within a broader topic? And make sure you build a targeted audience. Who are you hoping to reach? Understand their demographics, interests, and pain points is crucial. Are they professionals seeking industry insights, hobbyists yearning for a deeper knowledge, or everyday people focusing on common challenges? Step two, craft your core message. Speak to their heart. Identifying your listeners' needs and wants allows you to build your target audience. What keeps your target audience up at night? What are their aspirations, frustrations, and challenges? Your core message should address these directly, offering solutions, inspiration, or simply a safe space to explore their aspects. You should be a problem solver or cheerleader. Decide the role you want your podcast to play. Will you be the expert providing solutions to complex problems, or the supportive guide offering encouragement and motivation? Build your unique voice. What sets you apart? Are you known for your humor, in-depth analysis, or storytelling prowess? Infuse your core message with your unique voice to create a podcast that feels authentic and engaging. Step three, the perfect marriage, your niche and your core message. Imagine your niche as a cozy living room and your core message is a warm fire crackling at the center. Listeners won't just come for the warmth. They'll be drawn to the specific ambiance and comfort of your living room, which is your niche that provides. For example, a podcast niche might be a baking sourdough bread for beginners, but the core message could be empowering home cooks to experience the joy and satisfactions of handcrafted sourdough. This goes beyond just learning a recipe. It speaks to the deeper desire to creatively and desire for creativity and accomplishment. Key takeaway here, resonance is key. Remember, your podcast success hinges on creating connection. By identifying a clear niche and crafting a core message that truly resonates with your target audience, you attract listeners who feel seen, heard, and understood. You'll become more than just a voice on your headphones. You'll be a trusted companion on their journey. Now that you found your niche, it's time now to find the perfect format. The world of podcasts offers a diverse landscape of formats, and the best choice for you hinges on your content and your expertise. Here's a breakdown of three popular formats to help you find your voice. Number one, the solo show, The Stage is Yours. That's how I format my show. This is ideal for sharing your knowledge and unique perspective on a specific topic, well-suited for thought leaders, storytellers, and those who have a strong personal brand. Its strengths, it offers complete creative control, in-depth exploration of topics, and opportunity for humor and storytelling. However, its challenges can feel one-sided, requires a strong preparation and engaging delivery to maintain listener interest. A great example of a solo format is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Jason Scott is a historian and self-proclaimed loudmouth who shares stories of technology, retro computing, documentary filmmaking, and general shenanigans from his decades of travel and research. From experiences on the road while shooting documentaries to often obscure points of order, Jason keeps a fast-moving pace, and even he doesn't know where he'll be ending up next. Format number two, the interview show. It's a conversation worth sharing. This format is ideal for drawing insights for industry experts, influencers, or even customers. Its strength, it offers diverse perspectives, access to valuable knowledge, and injects energy in a back and forth discussion. However, its challenges requires a strong interviewing skill set. Guest selection is crucial, balancing guest expertise and engaging conversation. A great example of the interview style is Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's probably the biggest voice in podcasting today. You may not agree with his topics or his opinions, but he definitely has a platform that is resonating with a lot of people. Format number three is the conversational show. It's just simply a friendly chat, which is ideal for offering a casual, informative discussion with a co-host who complements your expertise. Its strengths allow you to build a rapport and a sense of community, which allows for a natural banter and humor, offering different perspectives on different topics. However, its challenges, it requires strong chemistry with your co-host, ensuring balanced participation, maintaining focus on a chosen topic amidst casual conversation. A great example, and I laughed when I first saw it or heard it, is My Dad Wrote a Porno. Jamie Morton and Charlie Jansen, a daughter and father duo, delve into the world of pornography with humor, honesty, and open conversations. You would never, ever expect that type of duo to be talking about that type of content, correct? Either way, it's entertaining. Some people like it. Not my cup of tea, but there you go. So now that you know the different formats, what are you going to choose? What's your perfect fit? Consider your strengths and content goals. Are you a captivating storyteller who thrives solo? Do you excel at drawing out insights from others through interviews? And perhaps a co-host brings out your best and fosters a fun conversational dynamic. Selecting that format that aligns with your expertise and contents will allow you to create a podcast that feels natural and engaging for both you and your listeners. Identifying your niche and target audience is the foundation to any podcast, but now comes the exciting part. Brainstorming captivating content ideas that resonate your podcast and stays fresh and engaging. Here's how you're going to leverage the power of your niche. Do deep dives. Don't be afraid to delve deep into your niche. Instead of offering broad overviews, explore specific subtopics or challenge yourself with an in-depth analysis. This caters to your audience's desire for focus, knowledge, and positions you as an authority figure. Consider trending topics. Stay abreast of current trends within your niche. Are there new discoveries, controversies, or industry shifts? Discuss them with a fresh perspective and insight, keeping your content relevant and timely. Or do you go with the how-to approach? People crave practical knowledge. Offer actionable tips, step-by-step guides, or a case study that demonstrates solutions to common challenges faced by your audience. Or you can do a combination of all three. I try to mix it up. I try to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So consider that when you're looking at your content. Part two of building your content is tapping into your audience. Always remember to dedicate episodes specifically to answering listener questions. This allows you to address their real-world concerns and tailor future content based on their interests. Consider doing social media polls. Engage your audience on social media platforms by running polls or surveys to identify topics that they liked, explored, guest suggestions, or even episode formats they prefer. Remember, community is part of the challenge. Fostering a sense of participation by creating community challenges related to your niche, this could involve listeners trying a new skill, sharing their experiences, or discussing the results on your podcast. Part three is content inspires powerhouses. News and industry publications stay updated on new niches, research papers, or blog posts within your niche. These resources can spark ideas for discussions, interviews, and featured researchers, or even debates on controversial topics. Look at existing podcasts. While you don't want to be a copy, use other podcasts in your niche as inspiration. Analyze their successful formats, popular episode themes, or guest selection strategies. Adopt these elements to your unique voice and audience. And always remember to personalize your experience. Don't underestimate the power of personal anecdotes. Share your own experiences, challenges, or successes related to your niche. This vulnerability fosters connection with listeners and allows them to see the human element behind the podcast. And that is a great point, because every time I dip in with a personal experience, I always seem to get a response from my listeners. And what it does is it reminds them that I'm not just reading off a script. While I write the scripts for every episode, I'm not just reading a script. I'm putting in my thoughts and my experiences based on my knowledge and expertise. And you should do the same thing. And remember, the fourth step is experimentation is key. Don't be afraid to experiment. Try out different formats like interviews, solo episodes, or even panel discussions, as I said before. See what resonates with your audience and allows you to best deliver compelling content for them. By combining these strategies, you generate a constant flow of captivating content ideas that cater to your niche, align with your audience's interests, and keep your podcast fresh, informative, and always engaging. Remember, consistency is key, so keep brainstorming and refine your approach based on listener feedback to ensure your podcast thrives in an ever-evolving world of audio entertainment. In a sea of podcasts, your title and description are the bait that reels in listeners, and here's why they matter. When you're delivering your content, the first impressions count. Search results often display only a snippet of your title and description. Make those words captivating. Keywords are king. Sprinkle relevant keywords throughout your title and description. This increases discoverability when listeners search for topics in your niche. Intrigue listeners with a clear promise. What will they learn or gain from your episode? Deliver on that promise in your description to avoid disappointment. And remember, clarity is key. Don't be cryptic. Title and description should be clear and concise, accurately reflecting the episode's content. Intrigue and urgency spark curiosity. Use questions, surprising statements, or a sense of urgency to make listeners click and discover what lies beneath. Remember, your title and description are a mini advertisement. Craft them with care. Highlighting the value of your episode offers and igniting the desire to learn more. By prioritizing clarity, intrigue, and relevant keywords, you'll transform your podcast into a magnet for curious listeners. But now that you have the idea of content, you must build the voice, the message, and the visuals with harmony. Your podcast should be an extension of your brand, offering a seamless experience from listeners. And here's how to integrate your brand voice, messaging, and visuals. The voice is the vibe. Infuse your podcast with your brand's voice. Are you playful and humorous or authoritative and informative? Consistency builds recognition and creates a familiar atmosphere. Messaging always matters. Subtly weave your brand's core message into your podcast narrative. Offer solutions to problems your brand addresses, or showcase how your expertise aligns with the messaging. Build a powerful intro and outro for your show. Don't underestimate the power of your intro or outro. Use consistent music, branding elements, and a clear call to action that reflects your brand message. And the visual appeal, think beyond the audio. Create eye-catching cover art that reflects your brand's visual identity. Utilize social media graphics that promote episodes and reinforce brand recognition. By creating a cohesive experience across audio and visuals, you strengthen your brand identity and forge deeper connections with audiences. They'll not only enjoy your podcast, but they'll also recognize and trust your brand on a deeper level. Don't let your listeners simply hit stop at the end of your podcast. Craft clear calls to action that nudge them to engage further with your brand. And here's why calls to action in podcasting are powerhouses. They are the engagement engine. Wow, couldn't get that one out. Calls to actions propel listeners from passive consumers to active participants. They encourage interaction, building momentum, and fostering sense of community. It builds website traffic. Direct listeners to your website for additional resources, blog posts, and exclusive content. This increases website traffic and potential conversations. Build social media buzz. Encourage listeners to follow you on social media platforms that expands your reach, allows ongoing audience interaction, and fuels social media buzz around your podcast. The offer magnet. Promote special offers, discounts, or free downloads in exchange for signing up for your email list. This helps you build a loyal subscriber base and nurtures leads. And remember, specificity is key. Don't just say subscribe or visit your website. Be specific. Tell listeners exactly what they'll gain by taking action, or make it easy for them to do so. By weaving clear and compelling calls to action into your podcast, you'll transform listeners from captivating ears to engaging fans, driving them to explore your brand and deeper connection with your message. In a crowded podcast landscape, a strong brand identity is your secret weapon. Consistency across your podcast name, intro and outro music, and cover art builds recognition and fosters a sense of familiarity with listeners. The name game. Your podcast name should be catchy, memorable, and relevant to your niche. It should pique listeners' curiosity and accurately reflect the content that you expect. It should be a musical memo. Wow, that was bad. It should be a musical memo. It should craft a recognizable intro and outro sequence with music that sets the tone for your podcast. Consistency in music reinforces brand identity and makes your podcast instantly familiar across episodes. And the cover art speaks volumes. Don't underestimate the power of the cover art. It's a visual billboard for your podcast. Utilize high-quality, eye-catching artwork that reflects your brand's overall aesthetic and content of your show. Imagine your podcast as a radio station with its own signature sound and a logo. By maintaining consistency in these elements, you'll create a memorable brand that listeners can easily identify and connect with, making them more likely to tune into future episodes. Don't be shy about creating your content. Remember, it's your personality that reflects the listeners. Always remember to take risks, and taking risks means building new content. And building new content means building a bigger audience. So that should captivate you for more. Trim Radio Network, a growing digital radio station, is offering a limited number of new podcasts, Time on the Network, for free. Visit trimradio.com for more information to get started. So you've crafted your concept, honed your voice, and are ready to launch your podcast. Now comes the question, where will you host it? Three popular platforms dominate the scene: Castos, Buzzsprout, and Podbean, each offering unique features and pricing structures. Let's delve into what sets them apart. Their features. Storage and bandwidth amongst each of them is different. Castos offers unlimited storage and bandwidth on all plans, a major advantage for podcasters with large audio files and ambitions for extensive back catalogs. Buzzsprout limits storage and bandwidth on free and lower tier plans, potentially leading to upgrade cost as your podcast grows. And Podbean offers unlimited storage on all plans, but bandwidth limits exist, requiring upgrades for higher traffic podcasts. The offer to monetize your podcast is available. Castos integrates seamlessly with various payment processes, allowing you for direct listener subscriptions or one-time purchases within your podcast. Buzzsprout offers paid subscriptions through Stripe, but lacks the flexibility of Castos' direct integration options. While Podbean offers paid subscriptions and the ability to sell merchandise directly through their platform. All of that's great, but what's most important? You need analytics and reporting. Castos provides robust analytics, including listener demographics, location data, app usage breakdowns, or even website referral tracking, while Buzzsprout offers basic analytics on downloads and listener demographics, while Podbean analytics include downloads by location, app usage, and basic demographics, but not as detailed as Castos. Once you have all that, you need to market and distribute your podcast. Castos integrates with popular email marketing platforms and allows for embedding customized podcast players on your website. However, it lacks a built-in social media scheduler. While Buzzsprout offers social media scheduling tools and basic website embedding options, but its email marketing integration is limited. And Podbean offers social media scheduling and basic website embedding, but its email marketing options are similar to that of Buzzsprout. Now, if you have all those features, but pricing is your priority at this time, look at these three pricing breakdowns. Castos offers a free trial, then paid plans that start at $19 a month with unlimited storage and bandwidth. While Buzzsprout offers a free plan with limited storage and bandwidth. Paid plans start at $12 a month with increasing storage and bandwidth allowances. While Podbean offers a free plan with limited storage and bandwidth, paid plans start at $9 a month with increasing storage and bandwidth allowances. The bottom line is, Castos is ideal for podcasters who prioritize unlimited storage, advanced analytics, and flexible monetization options. Its higher price point reflects its robust feature set, while Buzzsprout is a good fit for beginners with a focus on social media promotion and basic analytics. Be mindful of storage and bandwidth limitations on lower tier plans. And finally, Podbean offers a budget-friendly option with decent features, including merchandise and sales and social media scheduling. However, its analytics and monetization options may not be as comprehensive as Castos. Beyond the platforms, additional considerations that you must consider and why I chose Castos as my podcast platform. The ease of use of all three platforms, they're user-friendly, with Castos offering a particularly intuitive interface. All three of them offer customer support, considering the importance of responsive customer support when making your choices. And of course, if you're a blogger and your brand is built on WordPress, if WordPress is your website platform, Castos offers a seamless integration plugin called Seriously Simple Podcasting. Ultimately, the best platform depends on your specific needs and budget. Consider your podcast goals, desired features, and comfort level with technology when making your choice. By comparing features, brands, pricing, and additional factors like we just did, you'll find the perfect platform to launch your podcast journey. Of course, as I said, I've chosen Castos as my podcast platform. Please use my referral link in the description for a free trial of Castos. Ultimately, a $19 a month fee is well beyond worth it to spend on a channel that will drive more awareness to your brand. Thanks for listening to the Natural Marketer Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, there are a few ways you can help me grow. First, hit the subscribe button below so you can never miss an episode. Second, leave a review so I know how the show is doing. It helps others find the show as well. And finally, share this episode with a friend who might be interested in small business marketing. I'd love to welcome them to the V. Smith Media community.